This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Corporations and hedge funds are gobbling up what once were locally owned newspapers. And once those big companies take over, they often cut staff, which ultimately results in less local news coverage. In some towns, brand new publications are springing up to fill the void. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger tells us about two such newspapers, one in southeast Iowa, the other in western Illinois.
Jeff Abel of the Burlington Beacon is a man of many hats.
I am the owner, publisher, general manager, ad director. We all wear multiple hats because we're a small staff.
He also delivered the paper for a while, but now the Beacon has shifted to postal delivery. Abel previously reported for the Hawkeye in Burlington for 13 years, but he took a buyout in 2017 after Gatehouse Media acquired the paper. Gatehouse purchased Gannett a couple years later. However, the merged company operates under the Gannett banner. The Hawkeye has a long history. It dates back to 1837 and bills itself as Iowa's oldest newspaper. But Abel says it's no longer what it once was.
Yeah, it was the regional powerhouse until the corporation kind of went in there and just started hacking everything.
Abel says he has a few friends who still work at the Hawkeye, but says the local staff has been whittled down to almost nothing. Abel says after he took the buyout, he opened a comic and gaming shop in early 2018. However, he found he missed journalism and felt there was a need for local news in the Mississippi River community. So he started the Burlington Beacon late in 2018. Initially, it was available only on Facebook. This gave Abel a chance to gauge interest in the startup publication.
So our enthusiasm on Facebook was really high. We're up to almost 10,000 followers now. And so from there, we started the website.
And now they print a weekly edition, too. The community news brief in Macomb followed a little different path. Years ago, it was a free daily flyer distributed at local restaurants and businesses. It was part of the Macomb Eagle, but Gatehouse dropped the publication when it bought the Eagle and folded it into the McDonough County Voice. Lynn Campbell brought the community news brief back to life when she returned to Macomb in 2017 after working as a regional publisher for Gatehouse in southern Illinois. Campbell says corporations want to fill their papers with state and national news. She wants to do news that focuses on the local.
I know they used to call it chicken noodle supper news or whatever like that. People like that. You know, there's always been a disconnect for corporate papers to understand what a community newspaper should be and what the content should be.
Campbell says the revived community news brief was initially a flyer distributed three times a week. When the pandemic prevented restaurants from hosting customers early in 2020, she put the news brief on Facebook and then started doing email subscriptions. She says the response was so strong that she now sends an email copy to subscribers on Mondays and Wednesdays and sends them a print edition through the Postal Service on Fridays. Campbell is the paper's owner, publisher, ad salesperson, editor, reporter. Like Abel, she's a jack of all trades.
As a small business owner and in this field, you kind of have to cover all of it, you know, a little bit of everything.
The paper operates out of her store, Community News and Market, on the east side of Macomb's Courthouse Square. The store sells vintage and antique items, plus works by local artists. Campbell says she knows many people think newspapers are antiquated, relics of the past, but she believes they're dead only in the sense of big corporations and what they've done to papers in smaller communities.
We're going to be around, and I think that's going to be a trend that you see that weekly papers are going to be popping up that are locally owned, and I really strongly feel that there's a need for it.
She says people want to know what's happening in their community and that local newspapers are a record of local history. Campbell and Abel both have small staffs and freelancers who help keep their newspapers viable, and both say they're turning a profit, though Abel cautions that running a local newspaper is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
I don't think anyone thinks, well, this is a prospect where we're all going to get rich on. What we're trying to do is build a paper that's going to last for years to come.
And, he says, one that pays a living wage. Abel is happy with the Burlington Beacon's trajectory. He says the paper recently moved out of its shared space at the comic and gaming shop and into its own offices, and that the paper is growing every week. Campbell also feels upbeat. She thinks a combination of online and print editions can work for local newspapers. She says, as evidence, subscriptions are increasing every week as people come into her shop and sign up for the paper's mix of human interest stories and news about local organizations and local government. Rich Egger reporting.